All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live and direct. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, or you're streaming out online at business1110ktek.com. I'm your host, Ron Klinger, and this is kind of like, you know, we're rolling right now. Dun, 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 dun. All right, Andy, we good. We're getting it on here today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting here, and I feel like I'm ready on a Sunday morning. Get up early, get ready to head out for a big game. I got my game face on, I got my game attire on, rocking and rolling. If you're not connected, or if this is your first time listening to the show, we want to be connected to you out on the world of social media. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to connect with you, we want you to be engaged. If you're out on Facebook, hop on over, run over, get there as fast as you can. Maybe do a box jump. I don't know. Get there quickly. All right. Dead sprint, 40-yard dash, do your own combine, however it works. Yeah, I'm setting the stage for today's topic and show. We're going to talk a little game. We're going to talk a little fun. But if you're listening in, you know what we're talking about. But if you don't, I'm going to leave that in anticipation until we come back after a break. But hop over to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Make sure that you like the page. Make sure you hop out over to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Hey, and I recognize not everybody in the universe is on Facebook, and that's okay too. So you can head over to www.unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that web address is unleashedradiohour.com to stay connected to the show, get a lot of updates, get information, resources. You know, the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour is to put a spotlight on the things that are good, that are happening out there in the community and beyond, to bring you valuable, usable resources and information to help you succeed not only in your business but in your career and in life. Again, that is the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour. So again, if you want to dial in today, guess what? We've got some telephone numbers. If you don't have it in your speed dial, if it's not memorized, go ahead and put that out there. 713-785-1817. That local number again, 713-785-1817, or toll free at 877-881-0271. You hear the music? That means it's time for me to be quiet, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care. And have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah, let that run just a little bit there. Trying to create an NRG stadium experience for our topic today. Yeah, I'm waiting all week for the Unleashed Radio Hour, and hopefully you are too. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can learn more about Motivational Transitions at motivationaltransitions.com. We're getting ready to rock. We're getting ready to roll. And I'm going to build up the anticipation a little bit longer before I introduce our wonderful guest who is here today, who also ventured out in this amazing weather that we have here in Houston today. Loving it large. But before we do that, and speaking of loving it large and living large, we've got to take care of our good friend who helps take care of us, Hilton from Hilton Furniture. Hilton, you on the line with us here this morning. Good morning, sir.
Out here, you know that, Klinger?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hilton, how you doing today, and what's going on out at Hilton Furniture?
Well, let me tell you what's going on. It's a really, really hot, hot day here at Hilton Furniture and Mattress, kind of like the Klinger Zinger show today, right there in the studio. You know, so folks, if you were tossing and turning last night, ooh, if your back was hurting, whatever it was, stop messing around. Get on down to this side of town. That's Hilton Furniture and Mattress, and get your Tempur-Pedic mattress. Get your Sealy Posturepedic, your Stearns and Foster. Ooh, the Paris Jade Memory Foam mattress. Also, folks, Hilton Furniture and Mattress, I-45 South, exit Fuquay, next to Alameda Mall. If you're not sleeping right, we take that really, really serious. We don't mess around when it comes to you sleeping right. Hilton Furniture and Mattress, we have super, super finance plans. Folks, get your credit established, reestablish your credit with your great credit. Never, ever, ever, never pay interest. Remember, Hilton Furniture and Mattress, today, it's Willie, Willie, what did I say? And that's a fact, Jack. Ooh, let them have it.
Hilton, you always bring the energy. You always bring the fun. Thank you so much for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hopefully you're staying warm out there with our listeners. And if you haven't had a chance, ladies and gentlemen, hop out to unleashedradiohour.com. Click on that partners link, and you'll notice that we've got everything linked and connected to help you unleash what you can do at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. And drop me your line, Coach. What is it? Is that...
It's 713-910-FACT, just the facts, Jack.
All right, that's Hilton from Hilton Furniture and Mattress. You can learn more about Hilton Furniture and Mattress at HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. That telephone number again is 713-910-FACT. The address is down off of Gulf Freeway just south of Alameda Mall. Hilton, you have yourself a great day. Unleash what's out there and stay warm, my friend.
Let them have it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Were you ready for that one? That was some energy coming live and in living color, huh, Miss Karen?
That was good.
All right. That was good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited here, and today's show is one that we've had in the works here for a little while because I believe wholeheartedly that having an opportunity to be on the airwave comes with some responsibility. And for me, that is to put good information, to put a spotlight on those things that are right, that are going on out in the community. And here in the greater Houston area and beyond, I'm confident that I can say this. It's not hard to get behind the efforts and the work for the gentleman that you work with at the J.J. Watt Foundation.
That is absolutely true.
It's easy to do, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, I've got the pleasure and the honor here. I've got Karen Edelman, who is the Houston coordinator for the J.J. Watt Foundation, in studio. We're going to talk about all things J.J. Watt Foundation. And you know, when we start talking about this, and we had a little time before the show kicked in and before all this energy started to happen in this room, and I'm like, you know, this is going to be an easy show. And what I mean by that is it's easy to talk about someone who's doing great things. So talk about the great things that JJ has done in getting started with the JJ Watt Foundation.
Well, thank you, Ron, for having us. Thank you to your listeners for supporting JJ, not just on the field, but in the many things that he does to support kids in Texas and in Wisconsin, which is his home state.
Absolutely.
Which is where he is right now.
Yeah, I bet you he's a little bit cooler up there than it is down here, but we're probably pretty close.
He's pretty cool. He's pretty relaxed, enjoying, as he should, his personal downtime and really not sitting idle. As anybody that knows JJ, he's working hard for the foundation. We're currently gearing up for his key fundraising event, which is coming up on May 1st.
And that is the Softball Charity Classic.
That's the Charity Classic. It is really such a fun event, not just for the fans of JJ that come to support what he does in the community, but for all the Texans players that really make the event so special. It's a softball game where the Texans offense and the Texans defense play.
It's the Battle Royale.
It's the Battle Royale.
And there's bragging rights because there's a trophy involved, isn't there?
There's a very large trophy involved. There's a home run derby. And if you think these guys are competitive on the football field, you should see them at the home run derby. It's really a pleasure to watch. We have a fireworks show after the game.
Uh-huh.
It's a great family event. It's held at Constellation Field, which is where the Sugarland Skeeters play. And one of the things that the fans love is you're so close to the action. You feel like you're right on the field. So it's a great interpersonal event. It sells out, as you know,
yes,
very quickly.
Yes, I do.
Very quickly. We wish that we had, lots of seats for all of our supporters to come to. But Those that were lucky to get a ticket this year, we look forward to seeing you. The gates are going to open at 4 o'clock that Friday evening. We'll have the Home Run Derby. We have a big silent auction. A lot of the Texans players are donating autographed and just all kinds of great packages. So it's going to be a great night.
Well, and let's dial in. Is all the pomp and circumstance and the fun and the competition and having the ability to be that close to professional athletes, which doesn't happen, not unless you're crazy like me or others that get out there at training camp and sitting in that line at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. in the morning to make sure you get good seats. But the bigger call to that cause is to support the programs that are sponsored and funded by the J.J. Watt Foundation.
Absolutely. Last year, we were able to raise over $400,000 just at that event. And our funding, all of our fundraising events and all of our funding goes to support 6th through 8th grade middle school age kids in the communities that want to play sports after school. They want something fun to look forward to until that school bell rings. And that's what JJ says kept him moving in the right direction, making good decisions, becoming the kind of wonderful adult that he is. He feels like middle school is really the critical time in a child's life where they have to make those important decisions. And imagine going to school all day and not having sports or a hobby or some kind of organized activity after school to look forward to.
Well, and it's something that keeps you engaged, something in those activities that keep you, as you said, on that positive path.
Right.
But it also, from my own experiences, those activities are those things that if we put them into the right effort, can help to unleash that of which is inside to help us grow and become who we're intended to be down the road.
Right. JJ's emphasis is obviously on athletics and sports because he believes that kids that take care of their body and their mind and stay on track as far as their academics, they really go hand in hand. So he focuses on athletics because of the benefits that it brings to kids that are obviously going through significant growth phases. But it also emphasizes things like, what does it take to be a great team member? What does it mean to lead my team? What does it mean to be held accountable? And so kids are given the opportunity through playing sports to develop those character traits. And that almost supersedes everything else, because whether you play sports professionally or just for fun in middle school, it really doesn't matter. But if you're given the opportunities to develop those traits, that will stay with you for a lifetime. And that's really what his foundation is all about.
Yeah, and that's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why we're here today. I have the pleasure of having with me Ms. Karen Edelman. She is the Houston coordinator for the J.J. Watt Foundation. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, please feel free to do so. You can call in at 713-785-1817. That number again locally is 713-785-1817. And if you're listening out there on the ether where it's streaming online at business1110ketek.com, you can call in at 877-881-0271. That number again, toll-free, 877-881-0271. Now, a couple things here I want to highlight, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you're out following along. I always love to know, we get a lot of traffic on social media. So I'm going to put down the gauntlet of challenge. Can we break the internet today? Can we get you to tell us? Go out to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, however you want to do it, at Ron Unleashed. I really don't care one way or the other. Connect with us. I want to know, and it's a little test here, Karen. I want to see who is listening in and from where, because that's the power of this show. This show is not just regionally impacted here going on over the airwaves, because we stream live online at business1110ketek.com. We can hear wherever, be heard wherever there is an internet connection, maybe even in a cabin somewhere. I don't know. That's been on Facebook all over the place lately, you know, that cool cabin photos from there. But again, hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com. You can follow along as well. I've got a whole bunch of folks that have already shared that they're listening into the day, dialed in. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Chris. for being involved. Christopher Moss, thank you. And John, got you streaming. Way to go, buddy. Thanks for listening in today. We'll give more shout-outs at the top of the hour. But again, we're sitting here today. We're learning about the J.J. Watt Foundation. We've talked a little bit about the Charity Classic. And we're about to head to a break here shortly. So, Karen, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about some of those good stories of things that have already happened as a result of the foundation and things that have happened. And we'll shift gears later on and talk about what's coming up down the road. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, JJ, I'm a Buckeye, but you know what? I got nothing but love for you. I'm in studio and a JJ. I think I impressed Karen when I walked in today. I'm done up, all geared up.
Very colorful.
Very colorful. As those of you who know me listen in, you know that that's me. But here we go. Here's some On Wisconsin for JJ Watt.
What does it mean to be a worship leader? To lift and encourage God's people week after week without losing energy, momentum, or inspiration? Well, you need support. You need to calibrate. Worship leaders, worship staff, lead pastors, join us in Dallas-Fort Worth on Monday, March 16th for Calibrate, the Worship Leader event, a coming together of people dedicated to helping you help your congregation to provide insight, guidance, and support to truly turn your music ministry into something that also ministers to you and your team. Join worship leaders Matt Powell from Third Day, Danny Gokey, Christine Knuckles, and Mark Hall from Casting Grounds as they share their story behind their discipleship and vision for a real community of pastors and servants that serve each other. Hosted by author and radio personality Frank Reed at Northwood Church in Dallas, this is the event you must attend. Register now at calibrateworship.com. That's calibrateworship.com. Registration, just $79 when you use the password KLTY.
This is Business 1110.
This is a bit of a themed approach. My favorite part. Yeah, I even got Karen getting down in studio here. I even have some video from going to a game where JJ was getting down to this song.
He loves that
song. He loves that song, and we love watching him get down. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Radio here in Houston. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. You can follow us along on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour or go online and please follow us on our website and stay connected at unleashedradiohour.com. Now, Karen, when we went to the break, we were talking about a lot of the good things, the purpose behind the J.J. Watt Foundation. We were talking about the reasons, you know, that J.J. wants to focus of keeping young people engaged and involved, those life skills that they have an opportunity to develop, that positive path that that's able to go. And when we were talking real quick on our short break, we were saying, okay, so what are some of those tangibles? What are some of those good stories that have already occurred as a result of the J.J. Watt Foundation?
Well, we have such an outreach effort going on right now, not just to middle schools, because obviously people think of after school athletic in sports teams, and mm-hmm. they think of, well, they just stay at their school, but not every school has the funding to make that happen. Just last week, I was called by a school in HISD that has zero funding for athletics after school, and it's in all boys 6th through 12th grade.
Wow.
So I asked...
Great opportunity, right?
Great opportunity. I asked, my first question was, well, how many boys are we talking about between mm-hmm. 6th and 8th grade? Mm-hmm. And it was about 560.
And there was zero athletic funding
Zero athletic funding. It's a charter school that is focused on academics. Uh-huh. They're taking kids that are at risk for sort of falling below the radar academically and really engaging them in the importance of sticking with their education, but at the same time, they're ignoring the fact that these are young men that need an outlet.
Need activity, need energy, because it's the wholeness of us, not just the mental aspect.
Exactly.
The physical comes along as well.
So imagine the pressure of people putting a little bit higher expectations for these kids to do well in school, to turn things around academically and not have that release at the end of the day. So I asked the principal, well, what do they do? And she said, many of them bring hacky sacks or little things that they can throw around the cafeteria until we tell them, hey, you're getting too rowdy, stop doing it.
Yeah.
So it's a real dilemma for them. So that's a perfect opportunity for us to come in and say, you know, what kind of sports program would you like to put in? What do the kids want? Of course, soccer was the first thing that they've asked for. So they're in the process of putting a funding request together, and we'll take a look at it and hopefully fund to make that a reality.
A program into that school that can have that need.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So some of the programs we help build from scratch. That's a perfect example. Sometimes we hear about schools that have funding available for boys programs, but maybe they haven't really looked at the girls' side of the house. So we go in and help them expand, or they have soccer and everybody's got to have a football program, so maybe they want to add football
in. This is Texas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we help schools establish programs after school. We help them expand what they may already have in place. We've also been delighted to help fund kids with disabilities that want after-school athletic programs and access to those. We've worked with the Houston Fireballs, which is an amazing group. They are quadriplegic kids that are unable to play traditional basketball or even traditional wheelchair basketball, but their wheelchairs are specially adapted with a cage cover in the front, and they play soccer.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing.
That is.
So we have, we're always enlightened to know that there, even when we think we've reached out, we hear from more and more groups, whether it's kids with disabilities, kids that just don't have the funding opportunities at their school or just don't have that access. We work with recreation centers, youth centers. We've even been contacted by a naval base, not a, army base in San Antonio about kids that are living on the base.
On the base that don't have that support.
And, you know, JJ was really excited about that
And because of the support for
because of
troops.
His supportive military
absolutely,
family.
Absolutely. Well, hey, guess what? I think it's a little Blake Shelton there, who's one of our performers in the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo coming up this year. But, hey, it's time for us to go to a break. You hear the music? We're talking with Karen Edelman from the J.J. Watt Foundation, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Every 67 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's. And today, more than 5 million Americans are living with the disease. Have you thought about who would provide that care for you or a family member and how to pay for it? The cost can run $80,000 to $90,000, $100,000 annually or more. But there's an even greater expense. In 2013, 15.5 million family and friends provided 17.5 billion hours of unpaid care to those with Alzheimer's and other dementias. Due to the physical and emotional burden, caregivers had $9.3 billion in additional healthcare costs of their own. All told, 60 to 70% of us will need some form of long-term care, and Medicare likely won't pay. Contact my good friend Lynn Rowe, CFP, today and receive her free booklet and information on long-term healthcare. Call 877-270-3127. That's 877-270-3127, or go online at iwantmyltc.net, iwantmyltc.net.
This is Business 1110.
I feel like I'm in an NRG stadium. Wait for it. Here it comes. Yeah, this is when they do player introductions or when that defense gets out online in the Houston Texans. Ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour. We are here today. We have the pleasure of our guest, Ms. Karen Edelman with the J.J. Watt Foundation. I'm trying to create a NRG music montage in salute not only to the Texans, but to J.J. Watt and to the human being that he is, into that person that he has become, that is a great not only pillar and ambassador for the Houston Texans, but the NFL and beyond. And we're here talking about the foundation that he created to make a difference in the community. We're here talking about the J.J. Watt Foundation. If you're not following along here on the show, hop out to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. You can also go out to unleashedradiohour.com or follow along with me on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. Now, one of the things I want to get into, some other social media stuff, Karen, that we talked about, but we visited... before that last break in the last segment, we were talking about, you know, different organizations and youth activities and schools and programs that can apply for support and funding and make a funding request from the J.J. Watt Foundation. Where do they go, and tell them a little bit about what that process is so they can understand if there's a need, how do they reach out and contact the J.J. Watt Foundation?
Of course. Well, the first place to go would be our website, which is jjwfoundation.org. All of the information about what we fund, things that are what we call our critical components to having a successful athletic program, safety gear, balls, goals, nets, helmets, all the things that go into, you know, providing sports equipment and things that can be used season to season or year to year. We have information about what we do, how we do it. So that's your first pass. And also on the website, we have an online funding request, so we kind of pride ourselves on being very easy to apply for funding. And Connie Watt, who was vice president of the foundation, and I try and respond within 48 hours to requests, and sometimes it just blows people away. They say, "Wow, I didn't realize that you would call back so quickly." But our philosophy is, hey, if you're in need, we need to respond and we need to get going to make these programs happen quickly. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty psyched that that can happen in a short period of time.
Yeah, and typically when you apply for funding, that's not always, and I'm sure you know this already, that's not
the
standard.
That is not the case.
That is not the case. It has to go through a review and a whole process. But recognizing that some of these organizations have dire needs and they need to get programs going, they need to know whether they can or they cannot and make that commitment. So that speaks volumes to the value and to the mission of what you're trying to accomplish at the J.J. Watt Foundation.
Exactly. And part of the funding request process asks people to, you know, submit a purchase order. So we know you've already looked into what you need. What are the critical components? How much will it cost? What are the best vendors that, you know, we should go to make that happen for you? So having all that done ahead of time.
Get your homework done and you can get a quick answer.
Get your homework done, exactly.
Imagine that. Do a little homework, get a good, quick, and speedy response. Now, one of the things you wanted to do is make sure that we told everyone listening in today or by listening on podcast, because every show here, Karen, is also available out on podcast. You can go out to unleashedradiohour.com. And here comes my really bad joke. If you missed a show, well, we missed you too.
Oh,
I know, right? I know. But hey, you can also find us out. We are, all the podcasts are also listed and feed right into iTunes. So if you're an iGuy or gal, you can also go out to iTunes for all of the past shows, including this one that will be up shortly. As soon as we get those files, we'll post it. But if people want to connect, where can they go for social media to stay connected to the J.J. Watt Foundation?
Well, as everybody knows, J.J. himself is a big supporter, big participant in social media, and we are too. So if you want insider information about the schools that we're funding, the events that we're holding, the best way is to like us on Facebook and Twitter. Our Facebook is Justin J. Watt Foundation. And our Twitter is JJW Foundation. So we would love to have that.
And we will repeat those because you hear the music. That means it's time to boot, scoot, boogie. And we'll be right back.
Out in the country past the city limit sign where there's a honky-tonk near the county line.
The Wealth Education Retirement Workshop is coming to Houston Saturday morning, April 11th. Join your local Lucia Capital Group advisors and get answers to your most important questions about investing and retirement planning. Learn how the bucket strategy may give you a plan to meet your long-term retirement goals. Here's Ray Lucia Jr., chairman of Lucia Capital Group.
Would you feel different about your investment goals with a written plan in place? Do you need a strategy that may give you more options? Do you want a plan that is easy to understand and flexible? At Lucia Capital Group, we customize a written strategy for each one of our clients.
Learn how you can get a complimentary bucket strategy at the Wealth Education Retirement Workshop Saturday morning, April 11th. RSVP for you and a friend by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to wealthed.com. That's wealthed.com. Ray Lucia Jr. is the Chief Executive Officer of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Lucia Wealth Services and Lucia Securities are wholly owned subsidiaries of Lucia Capital Group.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah, we're going to let this go a little bit and get the full effect. I know you're out there getting down. I know you're getting your groove on. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Radio. Hey, if you haven't let me know that you're listening in out on Facebook, please hop on over and do so at Unleashed Radio Hour. If you'd like to call in, hey, we'd love to hear from you. You can call in at 713-785-1817 or toll free if anyone out there is listening up in the Northern Lands and, you know, want to say, hey, what's going on? Feel free to give us a call, 877-881-0271. That number again, 877-881-0271. Now, Karen, we're here with Karen Edelman, who is the Houston coordinator of the J.J. Watt Foundation. Karen, we left for break. We gave some social media. Let's give it to our folks again so they can stay connected.
Absolutely. If you'd like to hear kind of behind the scenes what's going on with our plans for the future, what we have coming down the pipe, if you'd like to hear about the great schools and what we're doing for them, one of the things that we do every week is we spotlight the funding that we have provided and we give people a glimpse of what we're doing at specific schools. It's one of our followers' favorite things, because how often do you hear what happens with that money?
Yeah, so if you were supportive and you funded something, you're going to the Charity Classic, the Softball Charity Classic on May 1st, all right? You know, it's good to know that what you're doing, there's actually good being done. And again, that's why today, ladies and gentlemen, that's the whole purpose and point of the Unleashed Radio Hour, is we want to let people know out there and who are listening in, guess what? This is not a gloom and doom show. I want to bring the energy, but I want to bring the positive, good, feel-good stories to the airwaves each week. So make sure you follow along to stay connected at unleashedradiohour.com. Now, one of the things we wanted to hit here is what people may not know, and I didn't know this. When did J.J. actually start and create the J.J. Watt Foundation?
Well, that's a great question. I think J.J.'s story is a little unusual. He actually founded his foundation in 2009. So if you're doing the math, that was when he was a junior at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And I don't know about you, Ron, but I don't know a lot of college kids.
When I was a junior in college, I could not have funded nor had the vision nor the foresight to do that. There's no way.
So he approached some of the key influencers of his life when he was at the University of Wisconsin. People that were in the legal department, some of his coaches, he invited them. He established a board and invited them to support his vision for someday having a foundation. And he didn't really have a lot of funding back then. I mean, most kids are eating ramen noodles when they're in college.
That is true.
But if you've seen JJ, he's eaten a lot of ramen noodles.
he has.
But he understood in a very mature way that just because he had a family that supported him very strongly in realizing his goals, not every kid had that.
Amen to that.
And he saw a lot of players and teammates and college friends
probably
that didn't have that.
Yeah.
So he felt like it was his responsibility just as much as it was anyone else's to change that. So he established the foundation in 2009, and it was really when he began his career with the Texans that he began to put that into play. So he began, we began going out and talking to secondary school principal groups and associations at the state level, business leaders. We partner with other groups that look at enrichment programs and what's available to kids to keep them from making not so great decisions about how to use their time after school.
Right.
And little by little, those schools have told other schools, and our social media accounts have told the stories of how we have really made a difference. We've also worked with homeless shelters. You know, a lot of these kids don't have the opportunity to be involved.
And most people, and I know a little bit better, but most people don't associate youth or children to a homeless facility.
There's specific facilities in Wisconsin and throughout Texas that just work with homeless families, some just with single mothers and kids. So we've had to really think outside the box because they don't have an athletic field located or a park in some circumstances located right next door to the homeless shelter. So we've had to get real creative. Connie and one of the homeless shelter's directors decided we put a Wii system in so that the kids at least had something to look forward to. They could play games that would get their heart rate up and would give
them
some physical outlet and
moving.
Something fun. Yeah.
Yeah, get them active.
Yeah, they
Absolutely.
Needed something fun because coming back to a shelter after school is not the best of scenarios. So we really do try and look outside the box. We're not a cookie cutter foundation. Every request that we get is unique because the kids that they are serving are all unique. From a boys, all boys school that is trying to harness the importance of academics to a homeless shelter to kids that are now quadriplegic, many of them from tragic accidents, now find themselves unable to play sports, or so they thought, being given the opportunity to play soccer. That's huge.
Yeah. So it's about opening those doors. It's about being creative, but also endeavoring to meet a need once you learn of that need.
Absolutely. And many people that know JJ have probably heard him say or have seen the expression, dream big, work hard. That's something that he has told himself, you know, for many, many years. His family certainly reinforces the importance of dreaming big. So our foundation tries to help kids dream big, you know, have hope. And then what do you need to do to realize that dream? You got to work hard.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a better role model than JJ.
No,
he's the first to arrive in the locker room. He's very often the last to leave. And he tries to instill in kids those characteristics and make it fun.
And that's where I want to chime in, if I may, and do a mini ronologue, is that that's what I think, Karen, what you hit, and we talked a little about earlier. I don't think anyone will question JJ's athletic talent or prowess on the football field, his ability to do the box jumps.
He's proven that.
But what I think, my humble opinion, and I know for me as a fan, because I am, according to my attire here today, I am a father. I'm also someone who is involved in the community and youth activities and sports. I played college baseball when I was young, and I value more than words can articulate the role model and the moniker. He is accepted because there's being it, and then there's accepting that responsibility that comes along with
Absolutely.
That and modeling that. And that, I think, is a great testament to John and Connie Watt, to the community that he grew up in, but more importantly to the personal decisions that JJ has made that says, you know what, I'm going to be a different mold. I'm going to be someone who can go out, who can be in the NFL, who can be that spotlight, that ambassador, and do good. Because I really do believe a lot of folks, not JJ in this case, but a lot of folks that get in that position, they don't recognize the responsibility that comes along with that role.
And I think
he's
truly
embraced
does.
It.
He really has. he's made that a big part of what his foundation is all about. He realized in college how fortunate he was that he had the coaches, the resources, his family, his parents. His father, John, is a retired EMS paramedic. Made sure
all the work
that,
for first responders.
Exactly, but made sure in having that career that he was able to be there for his three sons to support them in their goals. Connie worked full-time, still works full-time as the vice president of our foundation.
Yeah, now she just shifted roles.
Exactly, but she is still showing him how to support the dreams and efforts of your children. She continues to do that to this day.
Absolutely.
But they also realize as a family that, you know, we talk to a lot of schools where the coaches are knocking on the doors of students trying to get them to sign up for after-school athletics instead of choosing a gang or another after-school way of utilizing their time. And many times they're knocking on doors where the parents are not a part of that support system. Single parent households, and in many cases, grandparents raising these kids. So they are thankful that there are people in these kids' lives that want to do this. Their coaches, their teachers, their principals. But we realize sometimes that's not enough. And if we can step in and help fund the equipment and the uniforms and the critical things that these kids need to play sports in a safe way, that's our place to do it.
Yeah. And I just have to tell you that, you know, for those of you who might be listening in, you may be that coach. You may be that educator, that teacher, that caregiver to someone who is not your own offspring, your own, you know, your child. You have also an immense responsibility to, and it hits me heavy because that's my statement around my kids that I coach and my own. I'm out here to coach them up and to love them up, you know, is to make sure that they're supported. And those are my classic two statements. And I believe wholeheartedly with every fabric of my soul that that's what I'm called upon to do. And to also to know that there are other people out there that you're impacting, that is their mission. You know, it's that rippling effect. It's that first pebble that's cast into a pond and to a body of water that ripples out. And that's really the difference that the J.J. Watt Foundation is able to make with its funding, with its mission, and its message.
And we really try to not only help on the financial side with their sports programs, but a great example is J.J. loves to keep in contact with these kids and with these schools. So at the Charity Classic on May 1st, for example, our national anthem singer is going to be a student from Carter Lomax Middle School. We're giving her an opportunity to be a part of the show and to shine.
Amen.
Our ball shaggers, the kids are going to be running
ball
and catching.
Ball boys and ball girls, yeah.
Hopefully those balls that'll be going over the home run derby fence.
Uh-huh.
They are kids that are playing softball and baseball now at their schools where there were no programs.
Yeah.
He does an amazing job of finding ways to stay connected to those kids, to say to them, you are important, and if I think you're important, then you need to believe in yourself. So,
and you know what? I've got a quick little story I'm going to tell you when we come back from a break as to how I have observed that on my own. And ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Radio. Hopefully you're following along. If you're not, it's streaming online at business1110ktek.com. If you want to jump into the conversation, we're going to have just two quick segments coming up here, and believe it or not, Karen, it's going to be just like that. We'll be done already. But, I mean, we're doing a great job today, I believe, supporting a great cause and sharing a great message.
Thank you, Ron.
That will help you jump around. See, JJ, if you're listening to the podcast or out there, I did a little homework. So even though I'm a Buckeye, and I love the fact that you honored your bet with your boys on the Texans roster, and you wore when the Buckeyes had some fun in the Big Ten Championship. He honored it, which is his character. But let's call in 713-785-1817. I'm going to tell you that story about making a difference when we come back right after these messages. So when you're out there, jump around.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743, 800-711-5743, 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Business 1110.
DJ Khaled! Hey! Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the...
You're out there listening, you know what to do when this goes in.
And they stay there!
Yeah, hope you're getting up, getting down out there. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110, KTEK.com, home of Bloomberg Radio. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. We've had the pleasure, and I say pleasure, Karen, because it has been. But again, it's not, and please understand, I mean this as a compliment, but it's not hard to talk about the positive stories and the impact that J.J. Watt is making, and specifically with the J.J. Watt Foundation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so many great stories and things. And, you know, we were talking about the Charity Classic. I'll tell you a story that I didn't even realize until that day. Many of the players on the Texans were nervous about playing in the game. This was a few years ago when he started the event. And they had never, many of them had never picked up a baseball bat.
Oh, wow.
They didn't have access to Little League baseball when they were growing up. So in my Houston, Texas native head, I thought every kid
has a chance to get a baseball bat.
And they were nervous about it. So, you know, it really struck JJ. I mean, what pleasure he was bringing his own teammates to have the opportunity to play baseball for a night. So just because someone is an NFL player and you think of them as having all of the resources and things in life that make you happy, you never know where they came from.
And there's a lot of stories of that, of challenge and strife growing up, and now they're blessed with where they're at. You know, real quick, I said I wanted to share a story, and this, I think, is the, again, I just to echo how I think people are enamored with JJ. Real quick, and it was a story I shared with you briefly on the break. You know, we were at training camp, and it was this last August, and I know all the fans go cuckoo crazy. Can I have a selfie? JJ, I love you. Well, they got a little excited when he came down.
A little.
They get just a little excited. I actually have taped that, too. It's a great video to watch. But anyway, long story short is, and what I love is he, again, back to the role, understanding who he is. He is an ambassador, you know, and he always, and I get down to training camp a number of times, he always takes time for the fans. But I'll never forget the one day because he made an impact on my daughter, Audra. She was up front by the fence in the bleacher section down by the where they exit from practice. And he came down, and everybody started to push in that little fence there. It didn't have a lot of weight to it.
Yeah.
And it was actually, I think, the day that it kind of gave way. Well, he stepped back, but what he did, which made a big difference, he saw her up front. He says, hey, are you okay down there? And she goes, no. So he literally said, hey, people, back up. Back up. You're squishing my girl up front. Oh, by golly, did she beam for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
She walked out, J.J. Watt called me his girl. So my point being is, not only is it the big picture, it's the little things that he does as well that truly does make a difference.
That's a great segue into one of the messages that I wanted to get out today, because one of the hats that we wear at the foundation is obviously receiving a lot of requests for J.J. to come to my birthday party, be a part of our school event, come and read with us during our reading hour, come to our special event, our fundraiser. And JJ really does look at a lot of those requests and understands how people do want to make him a part of their events and their needs, but he simply isn't able to. And one of the reasons that he chooses not to in some situations is because the focus becomes him, and he doesn't want that. He wants the focus to be the kids. And that's what's so important to him. One of the things that we've started doing is on the uniforms that we help fund for these teams, we put our logo on there because he wants these kids to know.
He wants it to be the foundation, not him.
Right. But when they put that jersey on, he wants those kids to know, I and my foundation believe in you, and you can believe in you too.
So dream big.
Dream big and work hard.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Texas. Fiercely independent and freedom-loving. Everything is bigger in Texas, including the love of American-made. Solar for America from Peterson Dean is American-made solar through and through. Panels, racks, components. To help everyone in America own solar, we're offering nothing. Nothing down, and no interest, and up to 12 months no payments. A whole year of solar power without a solar payment. You'll get your 30% federal tax credit before you start paying. With a solar lease, there's no tax credit, period. Call 800-264-1927. Ask about the roofing and solar combo. Go zero down for both and get your 30% federal tax credit. Put on the roof you need, flip off your power company, and flip on Solar for America. Call 800-264-1927. 800-264-1927. That's 800-264-1927.
This is Business 1110.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Man, and Karen, just like that, we rolled to the last and final segment. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We've had a great opportunity today to hear from Ms. Karen Edelman, who is the Houston coordinator of the J.J. Watt Foundation. I love the fact that we've had an opportunity today to share that story. It is my hope that also beyond, ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to this. If you have a chance, share the podcast. Follow along on unleashedradiohour.com. When that podcast gets listed, I'll put it out there so that it can be shared.
And we will share it as well.
Absolutely. And we want to get the message out. And that was an outreach effort. You said you were an outreach. I'm like, this is a great opportunity then. So real quick, in a minute or less, what is it you really want folks to understand and know about the J.J. Watt Foundation and what they need to really truly hear from today's message?
Well, I know that a lot of your listeners, their children or their family members may be blessed and have access to great, fun athletic programs in their community or after school, but that's not the case for everybody, as we've explained. My goal is for your listeners to think outside of their own family and maybe their own immediate community and think about people that they come in contact with every day that maybe have family members that are in the situation that we want to reach. And I'll give you an example. I was at the rec center in my own community, and I saw a woman whose daughter needed some help with transportation to the practices. And of course, you know, the moms and dads there were saying they were happy to help. She said that a babysitter that had been working for her for some time was going to have to cut her hours back and not be available after school because her son was no longer able to stay and play basketball. This was back in November.
Uh-huh.
And when I asked her, well, my first question, of course, was, what's the name of the school?
Exactly.
You know, those are the conversations that we all have every day. I would challenge your listeners to think about people that don't have the same opportunities. Co-workers, people in the community, perhaps at your church, employees, just people that you know that have families that may not have access to what your children have.
And then you want them to reach out to you.
Want them to reach out to us.
And the best way to do that is to hit the website.
Hit the website.
And that address is?
jjwfoundation.org. Or check in with us on Facebook at Justin J. Watt Foundation. Or on Twitter at JJW Foundation. We put lots of things on our Facebook page.
Yes, you do.
And people are always asking, well, how did you know the tickets were going on sale? Or how did you know that was going on? So that's your best source.
Speaking of staying connected, Karen, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for the work and the steward that you are to expand that mission. Success is owned, ladies and gentlemen. It's leased and rent is due every day.